fire. Fire from our sun that fuels all life, drawing up plants and raising the waters to the sky to fall again, replenishing. The inner furnace of your metabolism burns with the fire of the Big Bang, that first sent matter energy spinning through space and time. And the same fire is the lightning that flashed into the primordial soup, catalyzing the birth of organic life.
We celebrate the energy of the West, of reflection and stillness. In this moment, be conscious of your blood flowing through your veins, the liquid tides of your body and cells. You are fluid. Find calm pools of tranquility within you, rivers of feelings, and waves of radiance sinking within the well of your heart.
You carry Mother Earth within you. She is not outside of you. Mother Earth is not just your environment. In that insight of interbeing, it is possible to have real communication with the Earth, which is the highest form of prayer.
Thank you.
Merry, merry sparrow, under leaves so green, a happy blossom, sees you swift as arrow, seek your cradle narrow, near my bosom. Pretty, pretty robin, under leaves so green, a happy blossom, hears you sobbing, sobbing. Pretty, pretty robin, near my bosom.
This morning when I rose, I saw the sun shining like a great yellow moon on a world stiff, stark, beneath a winding sheet of snow. And on the same horizon, the full moon herself, yellow, yellow as the sun. The strangest thing I ever saw. I might have been on another planet. I'd not have been surprised to see a ring of yellow satellites arranged at regular intervals along that horizon. This same day at dusk, the scraps of cloud appear as blue sky, and the blue sky as cloud, and the sun hangs suspended, low, full, red, like a great Chinese lantern, touching the trees and hills. How strange. How strange. And how beautiful. I marvel neath such moons and suns. Why does man not stop the petty business of work and war for an hour, a day, a week of dancing revolutions round the furnace star to gaze in wonder? I'd not be surprised if one day the fascinated earth didn't fall into her like a great moth into a candle flame. And where would we all be then? Where would this old world be then? Where would we all be then?
We celebrate the energy of transformation. In this moment, be conscious of the process of constant change within you, as well as all that changes around you. In this change, you are reborn and die, beginning and ending anew.
Bye. I had a little boat. I called it Life. Once I went out and never came back. All of a sudden, there was a big wind and waves like mountains. Many things raced through my mind. And in the lonely chanting of the sea, I heard the echoes of eternity. And in the fantasy of cloud and sky, I saw the one who lives, while all things die. And I was swallowed by the sea, and lost in the deep, and washed up on the shore. When I awakened, the storm was over, and the sea was calm. It was strange and wonderful, like seeing the world and seeing through the world. And when I told the people in the village that I went out and never came back. They all laughed and called me the Wanderer. And I laughed with them. They didn't know. They were the Wanderers. And so I found my way and found my home on Eden's Island, where the wind has been telling the truth forever and ever and ever.
Air, the gaseous realm, the atmosphere, the planet's membrane, the inhale and the exhale, breathing out carbon dioxide to the trees and breathing in their fresh exudations, oxygen kissing each cell awake, atoms dancing in orderly metabolism, interpenetrating, that dance of the air cycle, breathing the universe in and out again is what you are. Is what I am.
Wakandalela, wafali, ya tohe, wakandalela, wafali.
unriddle me this, if you can. I was, before God's flood, without flesh or vein or bone, headless, footlessly I stride, nothing's child, never born. When my breath stills, I am not dead, no older now, nor ever young. I have no need of beast or man. Sea whitener, forest piercer, handless I touch a whole field, time's partner, youth's partaker, wide as the wide earth is wide, unequaled, masterless, never prisoner, landless, invisible and blind, solitary and brash of manner, gentle, murderous and without sin. I am no repairer of disorder. I am wet and dry and weak and strong. What am I that the cold moon fosters and the ardor of the sun?
We celebrate the energy of the North, of foundation and fertility. In this moment, be conscious of your body, experiencing all that is touched and felt. Feel the pull of gravity, your attraction to Earth.
Hey, 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 hey
close to nature's heart and break clear away once in a while and climb a mountain or spend a week in the woods.
I don't know.
You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about your despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things.
Nature is what we see. The hill, the afternoon, squirrel, eclipse, the bumblebee. Nay, Nature is heaven. Nature is what we hear. The bobolink, the sea, thunder, the cricket. Nay, nature is harmony. Nature is what we know, yet have no art to say. So impotent, our wisdom is to her simplicity. Emily Dickinson. Thank you so much for listening to this episode entitled Turtle Island Part 1, celebrating and honoring our Mother Earth. My name is Mountain Air Tonelli. Be sure to check out moneybootsradio.org for a playlist of this episode. Also, if you think you have some friends or family who would like this show, well, then pass the word. Thanks. Alright, I'm going to bid y'all a fond farewell by reading a Ute prayer. Safe travels, everyone. Wish you all the best. Earth, teach me quiet, as the grasses are still with new light. Earth, teach me suffering, as old stones suffer with memory. Earth, teach me humility, as blossoms are humble with beginning. Earth, teach me caring, as mothers nurture their young. Earth, teach me courage, as the tree that stands alone. Earth, teach me limitation, as the ant that crawls on the ground. Earth, teach me freedom, as the eagle that soars in the sky. Earth, teach me acceptance, as the leaves that die each fall. Earth, teach me renewal, as the seed that rises in the spring. Earth, teach me to forget myself, as melted snow forgets its life. Earth, teach me to remember kindness, as dry fields weep with rain.
Thank you. ye ga phin kaung ma bi de ne sai chang ye de nyang lu ayo ma tana ke dwi neอยู่มาตนาเกตุยเนอยู่มามยายีเลยเนกวยสิงเลกวยสิงเลสิงเลสุสุชวยร้องอยู่ชวยร้องอยู่นิคูเรไอ้ตาก้นติญญาหัวบาบัตยาอัตติมหานังขอเรกนติญะหัวบาบาริยะอตัสสิมหานังขอเตเวกิยอญีนองงาดุโกกวยตยาปะบาเรอุรุเวลาญองนาอา